Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Well, that's an interesting way to start today. Couldn't get into my radio show. So here we are, half hour late. But now we're in. So here we are. A little late. Sorry for the delay. Technical difficulties. Dealing with it from the highway. Doing the best I can. But here we are. Half hour late. Ready to talk about what's going on. The world has absolutely lost its marbles. Sorry about the cough. I'm still finishing up the last of that croup that's going around. Yeah, you guys screwed up the whole planet by isolating everybody and sending everybody home, and then everybody got weak immune systems. Now everybody's just passing every damn cold around. You people, I swear, and you'll never apologize. None of you have admitted that you're wrong. None of you admit a damn thing. You ruined the world. You ruined supply chain. You caused millions of deaths from people who couldn't get the treatments because they were scared to get a 99% survivable virus. And this is all on you. This is all on you. You all just listened to the government people, and away we went, right down the Nazi hole. Now, here we are. Here we are, folks. Here we are with a destroyed planet, a destroyed businesses, record debt, a crashing economy, can't find workers. Oh, but Joe's doing a great job. I mean, which I'm not. I'm not a Republican. Coffee. Sorry. I'm reporting to you from somewhere in Wyoming where it was 5 degrees last night. Believe me, that's cold right there. I woke up, my dog's water bowl is a 6-inch cube of ice, so that will tell you how cold it was in here last night. But I don't mind. I kind of like sleeping in the cold. It ain't that bad of a deal, really, when you get down to it. That's why people want to complain. You sit there and you're house, and it's 62 in here. It was 19 inside the van when I woke up this morning, so spare me your crying. Thank God my dad was one of them hard asses when we grew up and shut the heat off at night. And you learn to get under the covers and stay warm, because if you come out, breathe your air, you can see your breath. That's how cold it was. So I'm used to sleeping like that. Ain't no big deal to me. I'm not going to sit here and cry and whine about it like a lot of you people do. It's really funny when you see somebody who was an asshole to you getting their comeuppance. And then they're sitting there crying, doing what you do every single day. They just say, it's Kang, it's my car. Well, you were assholes to everybody. Now you're getting your comeuppance. I love seeing comeuppance. Got a crack in my windshield because out here in the Wyoming, Idaho area, they don't salt the roads. They cinder them. They plow them and cinder them. You ever thought about that, though, where all that salt goes in the East Coast they pour on the highways? You ever wondered about where all that salt goes? You know, you can't teach people to drive on snow and ice. It's easier to just salt the highway and destroy the streams and rivers. You know, it's much easier that way. Much easier that way. But, you know, here we are, folks. Here we are, sitting here in a truck stop. Talking about stuff. Been a crazy week. Had that crash. What was it? STX or some crap like that. You know, it's really funny because people run around going, oh, now they're trying to say that that's a slide. What the? Look. Biden sent 40-some billion dollars to Ukraine. Biden pushed for it. Biden was leading it. Biden wants it. The money goes to Ukraine. It's supposed to be for a war. But then a country that supposedly doesn't have enough money to buy weapons buys in to Bitcoin and this company. And then this company, before they go bankrupt, gives hundreds of millions of dollars to Democrats, but oh, there's no connection. There's absolutely no connection because they kept that money separate. Well, then how the hell did they have money to buy into this if they didn't have money to buy the shit for their own defense? How the hell did they do that? It's a slush fund. The Democrats sent billions over there, and they paid them off. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's exactly what happened. They paid them off by sending the money back for their campaigns, but you don't care, and the press sure as hell don't care, because it's Democrats and not Republicans. I'm sick to death of this open and obvious bias of your media, but you just like, I know, it's just the evil Republicans. No, it's this damn media. Corrupt. And the Democrats could go out and kill people, and the media would tell you it was for your own good. Oh, that's called abortions. It is so blatantly obvious what happened. But if you're biased, you'll be sitting there going, oh, no, it was facts. They sent them the money for war. They just happened to have extra billions set in a different fund that was separate from the money that we sent. You know, they kept the money we sent them, they kept in the right pocket. And the money they spent on that, they put, I thought they were desperate. I thought they needed money. I thought they needed help. But they got enough money to invest in Bitcoin? It's so obvious, but you won't even see it because it's your guys, and your guys are pure as the driven snow. I'm sorry, folks. If this show is disjointed today, that's what happens when you try to get on, and then you can't get on, and now you're sitting here trying to do everything else that you were already starting to do when you finally got into the show. But we made it into the show, and here we are, at it again. But this is just absurd, folks. Why are we spending $50 billion in their country? We have rampant inflation here. Why? Why send $50 billion? Who gives a shit about Ukraine? Why is it our problem? Why must we suffer for them? To hell with them. I don't give a shit if Ukraine stands or falls. Especially now that they got billions to invest in Bitcoin and taking billions from us. We're broke, kids. We're over $100 trillion in debt if you count every bill this country has. Yeah, we're, no, $100 trillion. Did I say billion? A trillion. $100 trillion. We don't have $50 billion to give to Ukraine. But then again, you know, Joe's always been involved in Ukraine. You actually have a quid pro quo, or as I call it, a quid pro Joe on tape. You can watch it, and the Democrats, oh, he wasn't done. He said, fire him or don't get your money. You can't be more quid pro quo than that. But damn it, the press won't call that out. Oh, they'll call Trump out. Oh, I heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody that Trump said this evidence wouldn't even get into a real court, but in the kangaroo court that the Democrats hold. We are at a breaking point. The Democrats are pissing down your back and telling you it's raining. And you're listening. They're like, oh, this rain's really yellow. Sorry about the cough. You're just going to have to deal with it because I'm not going to mute every time I cough. It's just one of them things. I'm sorry if it bugs you. I really am. But I'm not going to sit here and try to mute the damn thing because it'll be mute, 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 and I won't be able to finish the sentence. I got to get the rest of this cold to leave. I've been bombing the vitamins and stuff because that's the best way to deal with it. I'm not going to go get your poisonous shot. Oh, by the way, more and more people are finally sort of waking up to what's going on. Slowly but surely, as the stories continue to spread, this person dropped dead. That person dropped dead. That person dropped dead. That person dropped dead. There are people just dropping dead left and right, but you refuse to see it. And you keep pumping that poison. They stood there under oath and testimony and said it was not tested for prevention. Under oath. But you're...
Oh, it was really a good idea that we take this poison.
And everything that the conspiracy theorists were saying about it has turned out to be true. Right down to the nanolipid particles now that's coming out. You heard about that, right? There is so much junk in this poison. But it's amazing that these people who won't eat a GMO are now allowing themselves to be turned into a GMO. Seriously, folks. There's study after study proving everything I'm saying is true. But it will never, ever, ever get out until it becomes too large to hide. At which point, by then, there'll be so many people dying that all them coffins that FEMA lined up for years will get used. Is this by accident or is this by plan? Does it matter? If it's not by plan, tell me something that would have been done differently. What would have been done differently? I love this. We didn't know until well into the thing what groups were bullshit. The first reports out of Europe said the average age of death was 84. Say that bullshit for somebody who was asleep. They knew right up front that this was old people and not young people, yet they shut the world down. They made up a six-foot difference. They made up wearing a mask. They admitted to all of this shit, and you all are still in their corner. You guys make Charlie Brown look smart. Remember Charlie Brown? Am I talking too old for you? Charlie Brown, every year Lucy held the football and then she pulled it away and he fell and busted his ass. That's you, and the Congress is Lucy, and you're Charlie Brown. And you keep believing these people actually give a shit about you. They absolutely do not. They care about their donors. We've got to get the money out of Washington. I didn't used to believe this, but now I do. Every penny. They should, I can't tell you, folks, how this is going to affect everything. They're doing the digital currency runs now, too. All banks are testing the digital currency. Once you have digital currency, they have 100% control over you. 100% control. Because they can turn your money off, and ain't a damn thing you can do to stop it. It's not like you can stuff it in your pillowcases and put it under your bed and hide it in the backyard. Absolutely not. They will have 100% control of your money. If you do something that pisses the government off, they flip a switch and you're broke. You don't think that'll make people obey? And then what happens when somebody breaks in and cyber steals your money? Then what? It's gone. See, there's nothing but a belief in a number. That's what this whole crypto crash is about. There was zero assets backing this shit up. Zero. And now these people are losing millions of dollars. And because it's the rich contributors, oh, they're paying attention. But the funny thing is the Democrats were in knee deep in this. Oh, the money sent to Ukraine was not being... Oh, bullshit. Shut up. You're so stupid. It's a miracle you can breathe. It's obvious. It's in your face, but you don't want to see it because your leaders care for you, you know, like the hooker does, like the stripper. The stripper loves you as long as you're giving her your money. And when you don't have any money to give the stripper, she won't come to your end of the bar, just like the government. And you're comparing the government to a stripper. Yeah, I am. And I'm sorry to be so mean to the strippers. To compare them to such disgusting leeches is what we have running this country. This is the fault of you people that listen to this shit.
Scientist science. Scientist.
There is no such thing as the science. Science is based on questioning everything that science says. You don't get it. You're being lied to. You're being lied to in your face, and you're accepting it. You're like, oh, it's okay. Oh, it will. It's going to affect everybody before you know it. It's going to affect everybody before you know it, folks. And then you ain't going to be able to do nothing because they'll shut your money down, and then you'll be hungry. And then you go, okay, government, I bow down. I bow down. Give me my money back. Truly sad. Truly sad, folks. Well, this is not the way I wanted to start the show. I wanted to be able to, you know, be a little more into it, but, oh, that's the way it goes. Technical glitches. Here, that's the other thing. So I just had a technical glitch that locked me out of my radio show for a half an hour. What's going to happen when you're locked out of your bank account for a technical glitch? Oh, technical glitches happen every day. Every day. What are you going to do when the internet goes down? What are you going to do if there's a giant EMP and all the memory banks of everything is wiped out and then nobody knows how much money you had and you don't have a receipt and you don't have any kind of paper and you have nothing in your house? Then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do? No, seriously. What are you going to do when it's there and the crash happens? What are you going to do? Because that's a legitimate question. That is a legitimate question that nobody wants to answer. It is. Nobody wants to answer that question. Anyhow, time for some breaks. Let's get this done. Don't tell me. Oh, boy. We're having fun with my connection again, apparently. This is interesting. Oh, man. Oh, see if the show will stay on. Sorry, I'm having a fight with, again, I don't even know if I'm on the air right at the moment. This is ridiculous, folks. I'm having such trouble. We may not even be able to do commercials. We may have to just do a whole live show without commercials. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Oh, by the way, I'm on my unlimited, air quotes, AT&T quality service, where after so many minutes of unlimited internet, they limit your money. All right, let's try this again. We're going to try once more to do a commercial break and then go on with the show. If this does not work, we are done with commercial breaks for this show. So let's give it a try.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong
with the produce. They taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save
a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill. Marti.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marti.com. Marti.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marti.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marti.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marti.com.
Yeah. First commercial break, and we made it through. So it's time to dive into the news. And the first thing I see, that this just makes me laugh. Poll, 71% of Dems now say Biden could win. Biden is just above a house plant right now. If this doesn't show you that a Dem will vote for a Dem, D-I-M, nothing will. You have Fetterman and Biden, dumb and dumber. Well, you're the most irritating sound in the world. That's what we got right now. We got the Democrats have voted for two people that can't put sentences together. It's beautiful. Such a great strategy. Put people in office that nobody can understand. Biden turns around and shakes hands with people who are not there. Biden is up to his ass in corruption with his son in China. Your fuel reserves were sent to a Chinese company that they have ties to. But don't pay no attention to that. Look at Donald. Look at Donald. Focus on Donald. We sent billions to Ukraine that came back as campaign contributions. Look at Donald. We've almost got him this time. We've almost had him for 6 years. We've almost got him. We've almost got him. We've almost got him. And right here, right after they say that Biden could win, it says the Don's newest partner, Middle Eastern governments. What about China? It's in the laptop. The big guy. No, just ignore that. Just ignore that. They're not talking about Biden. They're talking about some other big guy. Sorry. How can you – I don't understand this. First of all, remember when Reagan was running and they were – the press – pounded him for his age. Biden's 80 right now. If he ran for election, he'd be 82. He'd be 86 when he's done. You think he's stupid now? Wait till then. The share of Democratic voters who believe in Biden can win jumped 11 points from August. This just goes to show you, you could put a D in front of anything, and the Democrats would vote for it because they are locked to their party, right or wrong. And the mere fact that they think that this mental midget 2 years from now can run and win shows you just exactly how stupid you are if you're a Democrat. Sorry. No, we won't listen to your show. Bye. See you. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Because if you can vote for a man who shakes hands with people who aren't there, who has to be told when to sit down, where to stand, who has to be directed by everybody so he doesn't wander around and look like a boob, if you'll vote for that, then you're the dumbest ass on the planet Earth. The only problem is, see, you're taking me down with you. By electing these boobs that are just ruining, this country's going to hell since he's been there. Crime, rampant. Oh, that's one of the big stories here. You want to talk about crime? Look at this. Where's this at? Couple brutally beaten at Elton John concert. Oh, I wonder if it was a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a man and a toaster. Brutal beating the Los Angeles couple in their 60s by a group of people following the concert. This is L.A., folks. They wanted to beat the crowd, so they left 10 to 15 minutes before the concert ended, just like a 60-year-old couple. They were in the car exiting Dodger Stadium, and traffic got crazy out there. People were walking around all the cars, so they were in line to the exit. A group of people walked around the car, and they both heard this loud bang, and someone hit my dad's mirror on his Tahoe. Her dad got out of the car. He looked. He was thinking his mirror was hanging off. He looked at the people and said, "Who hit my mirror?" A group of six people turned around. A female was like, "I did." She was intoxicated, the witness claimed, that she swung at my dad first, and he went to block. The last thing he remembers is these three or four guys just start hitting him all at the same time. You want to know why you need a gun? That's why you need a gun. Because the police are no longer protecting you. Nobody is looking out for you. The Democrats will let them out on no bail, unless, of course, they attack an important Democrat. Then they'll sit in jail till they rot in hell because they were attacked. They don't give a shit if you're attacked. As long as they're attacked, they'll do something. Her instinct was to get out and help him. As my mom tried to pull men off him, she was grabbed by the back of the head by a female of the group. Before she knew it, the gentleman in a black shirt, black backwards hat, as seen in the video, basically football tackles my mom. My mom blacked out. And there wasn't a man around to step in and help these couple. This is where we're at, America. Nobody will help you. The police sure as hell won't help you. Nobody gonna help you. You better damn arm yourself so you can start shooting these sons of bitches. That's what they deserve. This is something. This is something, folks. I'm trying to. I don't know if I can see the video while I'm on the phone. This is insane where we're at right now. This is absolutely insanity. Like I said, if you wanted to destroy America, tell me what you would do differently than what the Democrats are doing right now. Tell me, what would you do differently? What would you change in this playbook? Inflation at the highest in over 40 years. Gas prices, super high, super high. Unemployment is the only thing that's down, and they control those numbers. But you can't find, and nobody can find people to work. But companies are laying off thousands. Nothing you're being told makes sense. The dollar is so destroyed. See, one day this bill has to come due. There's going to be a day when this bill has to be paid. You cannot keep living on borrowed money. Remember the Gilligan's episode? Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Do not forget. Stay out of debt. think twice and take this good advice from me. You get what I'm saying? Now it's always a lender and a Barbie. Do not forget, pile up the debt. Think twice and spend all your money. We will just print more. And when it finally crashes, as it will do, the rich will be above you. Like my singing? And I knew I'd do comedy. Oh, by the way, we had some great weeks doing comedy out here in Idaho and Wyoming. Really, really appreciate all the people we have seen this week. Some fantastic folks in this country, unlike what the government will tell you. And then look, remember when Musk was the flower child of the libs? Oh, he created their magic car, and he was such a good guy. He was eccentric. He was eccentric, and we liked him. And then all of a sudden, he bought Twitter so that they can bring Donald back. I'm done. I'm leaving. He's a racist, a bigot, a homophobe. He's everything. See, just like they did Donald Trump. Donald Trump had the number one rated show in America. He was every lib's favorite until he expiles anything about. I gotta calm down because I'm sitting here. How can you be as dumb as we have become? That's what I want to know. Because as a society, we've become dumber than a box of rocks. Tesla minus 55% for the year. Go, look at this. Look what happened to Kanye. As long as you agree with the libs, you're great, you're fantastic, you're top-notch. The second you disagree with them, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're everything bad, you're everything that's wrong with this country. Seriously, folks, we have got a problem in this country. We have got a major problem in this country. And so many things are completely out of control. Trump may not make it to the primaries. See, look, we have Hunter Biden's laptop, which has finally become such a thing that they absolutely can't hide it, and it has to come to the surface. We have emails detailing corruption that includes a sitting president of the United States. But Donald Trump, everything's Trump because Trump is everything. Like I said, I'm not a Trumper, kids. But I sure as hell understand what's going on in Washington right now. And they absolutely hate you Americans because you believe in things like rights and stuff when they want to be able to do anything they want to do to you for your safety. It's your safety we're concerned about. Oh, well. Well, we're going to take another little break here. It's time for it. So be right back.
We all know that times are tough. And things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on, buddy?
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
I'm back. Oh, boy. You know, it's really funny. And I want you to use your thinking cap. Unhook from your political affiliations and listen to me. There was a poll done prior to the election. 80% of America agreed that we were on the wrong path. 80%. Stressed out, this story here, stressed out Americans to buy fewer Christmas gifts, donate less. The debt has skyrocketed. Inflation has skyrocketed. Price of gas is ridiculous. So you look at all that, and then you look at the election results, which were only close in the states that took time to count the votes. The ones that had the vote count the day of the election, you know, when it's harder to rig how many votes you have, the Republicans won resoundingly. There is story after story. Again, everybody goes, well, there's never been a court. You're not going to get a court case through when the libs control the courts, folks. Look at O.J. Do you really think O.J. was innocent? Do you really think O.J. was innocent? Right now, we have the most corrupt government we've ever had at any point in the history of this country. It's so corrupt, it's so in your face that you've finally just given up even watching it because you're tired of yelling that that person should be in jail and they never go. You have a press that is married to the regime. And it's not the government anymore. It is a regime. They rule like dictators with their pen and a stroke by a decree. So let it be written. So let it be done. And by the way, we're not a democracy. The Democrats, this is a threat to democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. That's how stupid your representatives are. They don't even know what country they're serving. And you buy it. You buy it hook, line, and sinker. You buy it hook, line, and sinker. And here we are. Here we are. Everything inside my van is frozen. Even my nasal spray. Unreal, folks. Unreal. Average person has five people in life they truly trust. You know, I'm going to take you back in time to something that happened, and I personally believe was the beginnings of this. Clinton and the White House BJ. Everybody,
what does it matter? What?
This is why it matters. This is why trust matters. This is why truth matters. And right now, nobody trusts anybody because truth means squat to so many people, and they will say whatever they got to say, just like the politicians who lead. They will say whatever's necessary. They will do whatever they have to do. Are you awake enough to see that? Huh? Does it even register on your screen? We are morally bankrupt in the United States. Totally, completely, morally bankrupt. And that's why you don't have friends you can trust, because we learned from a president who lied when he was confronted, lied when he was caught, lied when there was evidence against him, and then is now known for the famous phrase, well, that depends on what the meaning of the word is. So people will lie and justify. They'll lie to your face and justify lying to your face. And this swill pit that has opened is like a gigantic snowball on the side of the Himalayas, just building size as it rolls down the hill, wiping out everything in its path. We are a morally bankrupt country, and it is coming home to roost. South Pole hits record cold temperature. That damn global warming. Let's see how this is related to global warming. Extreme cold records tumble in the South Pole in the recent days. Inexplicably. Okay, here, listen to this. Extreme cold records continue to tumble in the South Pole. Three recent days, November 16th, 17th, and 18th, have recorded a daily record with 18th plunging to minus 45.2 Celsius, compared with minus 44.7 Celsius on the same day in 1987. These records follow the six-month winter of 2020 wind, which was the coldest since records began in 1957. Inexplicably, all of these facts and trends have escaped reporting by the mainstream media. The excuse might be that it's just weather and temperatures have moved up and down. But the excuse doesn't seem to apply to July 19th, UK high of 40.3 at RAF Coningsbury, recorded at the side of the runway used by afterburning typhoon jets. This record high has barely been out of the net zero headlines ever. Folks, listen. I'm going to lay it out for you, and it's up to you to figure out. When the Rona started, I used the one cruise ship and the Italian data to come up with my, and you can go back and look at my Facebook page. I've been saying this from the beginning. In Italy, everything came out, average age of 84. This was an older person's disease. First cruise ship that caught it, not everybody on the ship came down with it. Not everybody on the ship who got it. And matter of fact, out of all the people, there was one death. And nobody was treating anybody. There was no vaccines. They didn't even take horse dewormer. Yet there was a low death rate. From that, I understood, number one, it was an old person's disease. Number two, it was not highly deadly. Leaders, air quotes, and their experts, air quotes, were, oh, there's going to be 2.25 million dead in the next 2 months. Bullshit! There's not even 2.25 million dead in the United States from this yet. And all the people that died, 96% of them had comorbidities of two or more. That comorbidities, for you people who are listening at home, is things that would have killed you. And most of them, and still the average age of death of any person with the Rona is in their 70s, which is already past the average life expectancy. But it's the Rona that's dangerous. And now they've got to drum up fear about global warming, because that's how they're going to push you into these bullshit electric cars that when they burn, take 500,000 gallons of gas to put out. I mean, 50,000 gallons of water to put out, where an average gas fire might take 5,000. They burn and reignite, burn and reignite, burn and reignite. As a matter of fact, they have been submerged in water before to put them out. You have an electric grid that's having brownouts because of a cold winter. All of these things are true. All of them. So, we must spread the fear of global warming. Once we spread the fear of global warming, then we will demand you do stupid shit, which you will do because the experts, air quotes, said so. The experts that can't predict tomorrow's weather with certainty. You don't believe me? Get up in the morning and check your weather app and see what it says the high temperature is going to be for that day and see if they hit it. Because if you can predict the temperature 100 years from now within a tenth of a degree, you sure as hell should be able to predict tomorrow exactly to the number, the high, the low, and the temperatures in between. You have satellites. You have everything looking at it. You have ground measurements. You have balloons. And you can't predict 24 hours, so you sure as hell can't predict 100 years. How climate is different than weather. Bullshit. They are drumming up another fear to control you because you Charlie Browns let them use fear to control you. out here traveling around a part of the country when we're having some really cold temperatures that it never used to have these temperatures at this time of the year. And then meanwhile, the zoologist, Dr. Susan Crawford, has reported that the fifth of the year, at least seven, that's enough, sea ice has formed along the west coast of Hudson Bay by mid-November for hunting polar bears to be able to head out to the ice just as it did in the 1980s. But remember, if you listen to all the little people in Washington, we've got 10 years. We've got 10 years. They've been saying that since 1976. Spread fear, take rights, rinse, repeat. Until freedom is gone. This is insane. And, of course, they had a shooting at a gay club. And I don't know if y'all caught this or not. But they said the shooting stopped when two bystanders jumped the shooter. When politicians and pundits keep perpetuating tropes, insults, and misinformation about the trans and LGB, it's just, this is the result. No, no, no. This is the result of a lawless society. It just happened to be pointed at a group that you cared about. Where is all the concern for all of the black people shot in Chicago in the past week? Where's all that concern? Where is the concern for that couple beat up at an Elton John concert? Where is the concern about the fires that went on for an entire summer and burned cities that were mostly peaceful? And it's really funny because after spreading this fear that it's because of what politicians said, it says the most recent FBI data shows the number of hate crimes against the LGBTQ people remained relatively flat from 2008 to 2020. But since it's flat, ignore the data. It's increasing because we say it's increasing. Don't let the facts get in your way. And again, it was not stopped by the police because the police can't be everywhere. They're too busy sitting on the interstate writing tickets for speeding. They're too busy pulling people over for not wearing their safety belt so they can go on a drug expedition and search you. They don't have time to come to a shooting. They will enforce the speed limit in California. They will tell you you can't bring fruits and vegetables across the border, but in San Francisco, you can rob a store in broad daylight. And that has nothing to do with it. No, it's people talking about stuff that has nothing to do with nobody being prosecuted. And Denver and Colorado is going down the same shitter that California went down. Because all the locusts from California moved to Colorado because it was beautiful state with money. And now they will go milk it dry, just like they've ruined California. They will ruin it. They'll ruin Austin. They'll ruin every major place they move because that's what they do. They spread their bullshit policies. They control the media. They control the narrative. And you, my friends, to defend yourself and pray that you can make it through the day. Unreal, folks. We're living in some crazy times right now, is where we're living. And if you think for 1 minute that they aren't going to use this global warming scare to control you, then you ain't been paying attention. Because they already used the Rona scare. They already used the Rona scare to control everybody. They have. They used that Rona scare to control you, and by golly, you let them. You sure did. You let them use it. You let them put a face mask on you that did nothing. If they had told you to walk around with your finger up your ass, you'd have done it. You sure would have. Oh, well, I'm going to pop a few commercials in here. We will be right back.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flatteries, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208. Crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
And now, my favorite.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. when he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Stand your ground, kids. Stand your ground. And of course, now after the shooting, there's the your typical little
gun control.
I'm going to point this out one more time. Maybe you'll get it. What is the most egregious crime in the United States, so egregious that we have written laws that allow us to kill you once you break that law? What law is that? Murder. Murder. The most egregious crime, murder. It carries the highest sentences. It carries the highest penalty. And it is the most egregious crime. Yet that crime, that law, that punishment did not stop this man from shooting. Do you really think a gun ban is going to stop him? He already violated a law that every single person in the United States thinks is wrong. Killing people is wrong. We all agree on that. Yet, the worst crime with the worst punishments and the most enforced law did not stop him. So you really, no, see, the gun laws are not about controlling criminals. The gun laws are about controlling people. Just like the mask mandates were just to see how many of you Charlie Browns would go along with this bullshit. And the funny thing is, in the liberal cities, everybody wore their little symbols. But out in the heartland, and I traveled this country in the peak of the pandemic, and in the center of the country, barely anybody was wearing masks. Now, if the mask did anything, there should be a mass reckoning of dead people in the middle of this country, and there wasn't. You know where that was? In all your major cities, in all the places that wore masks. And now that you've stifled everybody and made them breathe their own breath and isolated them so that they couldn't face germs, we are going to have one of the worst winters ever. And it's because of you and your paranoid bullshit, your made-up distancing, your made-up masking, your made-up, air quotes, vaccine. Everybody's going to suffer now. Because you ran with the scared herd while the rest of us were saying, wait. No, we got to move at warp speed. We have to move at the speed of science, even. You read these articles. Several drag events around the country have drawn protests and threats. Yeah, because you're trying to force the shit on my kids. We're allowed to protest. It's funny that their peaceful protests are somehow wrong, yet burning cities was right. Again, this is totally driven by the media and the government. Suspects fading murder and hate crime. I always get a kick out of this hate crime shit. It's a crime. It doesn't matter. Look, do you commit crimes against people you like? Every crime is a hate crime, dumbasses. Jesus. Let's make it worse. I don't know. Rail union rejects labor deal as national strike moves closer. It's just Biden's America. Well, that was also funny. He said he was going to give your college money. And then after the election, a judge struck him down. I wonder if he contacted that judge to wait till after the election to strike him down, just like he contacted the Saudis to try to get them to keep their production up so the prices would come down before the election. And then after the election, he didn't care so much about you because he said on the campaign trail, I'm going to ruin big oil. He said it. And I know why you're surprised. No politicians ever kept the word.
I don't know what to tell you, folks. Economy.
I don't know how people can afford to pay. Look, I go to a grocery store. I used to go to a grocery store and get just a cart full of groceries for $50. Now, every time I walk in the grocery store just to get six bags of grocery, I spend $120 to $170. How can we keep this up? These are the same numbnuts that supported Jimmy Carter. I remember Jimmy Carter because he, compared to this boob we have in the White House right now, was a good president compared to him. Compared to the rest of the presidents, he was a shit president just like Biden is. But the majority of Democrats now believe Biden's electable again. You are dumb. Damn, how do you breathe? How do you breathe when you're that freaking ignorant? And then, of course, Twitter is back in the news because they have allowed a former president of the United States back on Twitter. When you can be banned and you're a former president of the United States, you know there's some... My son quit Twitter. My son's turned into a bleeding lib, and it's sad. It's sad. And my opinions are too extreme for my son. God. How Elon Musk's Twitter faces a mountain of debt, falling revenue, and surging costs. Every story about Republicans is negative. Every story about Democrats is positive. If you cannot open your eyes and see that and see the complete bias, you're blind as hell. Oh, look. Okay, now I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Now, the FDA, the arm of the government that approves things, you know, the ones that make sure it's thoroughly checked, unless, of course, it's Operation Warp Speed and then, you know, screw it, we need it now. They approved Advil. And now, after they've approved it and millions of people have taken it on a regular basis, for what they said it took care of. It says, turns out taking Advil for more than a year makes arthritis worse. What? Isn't that funny? I thought they told you that was to help you. You know, like Uncle Sam's little prick. The corruption in the FDA is enormous. The corruption in Washington is enormous. These drug companies are buying these. How do you get to be a multimillionaire on $175,000 a year? You take payoffs. Payola. Well, they actually did the study on 277 people while the updated Uncle Sam's little prick was tested on 8 whole mice. Both studies showed there is no apparent long-term benefit from taking the NSAIDs. So you listen to the experts, and once again, they led you down another dead-end road, when if you would eat healthy, walk every day, if you've got arthritis, look up all the natural things that will help with the arthritis, you would be a healthier person. But no, you're going to go to the doctor, and they're going to give you a handful of pills. They're going to create other side effects, and you're going to take another handful of pills to take care of those side effects. My parents used to take 20 pills a day. And were they healthy? No, not really. I'm healthier at my age, and I've had not a single vaccine since I was 6 years old. I tried to do everything natural before. Like with my cold, the way I fight my colds, jalapenos. Jalapenos, man, stuff out of your head. China reports first COVID death in 6 months. Millions locked down for one death. They are locking down millions of people. If this doesn't make you see, government is the enemy around the planet Earth. Are people fighting Ukraine or are governments fighting in Ukraine? Are people locking themselves down for one death, or are governments locking them down with the threat of death? They will kill you to save you. Our entire founding is based on the distrust of government, because our founding fathers understood every government turns big no matter what happens, and they become oppressive. And we are in the oppressive stage. But for one death, millions are locked down. And guess what, kids? They don't have guns. And so they have no way to protect themselves from the government. I know. Joe said, you ain't going to beat us with your M16s. You're going to need fighter jets and nuclear bombs. Tell that to Vietnam. Tell that to Afghanistan. Tell that to Korea. Seems to me they did pretty good with just small weapons. Al-Qaeda calls on followers to wage jihad. Well, you heard about what's going on over there. They're killing people. Again, take the people killed by individuals, you know, in your mass shootings. Compare that to the number of the people killed in this world by governments, and then you tell me who the problem is. People killed by people is a mere speck and a drop in the water as compared to the killing done by every government on the planet Earth. Yet we are told how wonderful and civilized we are because we have a government. Here's another one. Says, can big tech get bigger? Microsoft presses governments to say so. What they want is they want to become a bigger monopoly than they already are. And if you don't remember history, which obviously most of you don't, monopolies were one of the major causes of the crash the first time, the major crash that we had way back when. Monopolies are rampant in this country right now. And they have influence, and they have people in their pocket, and they can do stuff that you and I cannot do because they are protected. No, big tech shouldn't be allowed to get any bigger. It shouldn't be as big as it is. Cold and dark, Kiev readies for worst winter of their lives. Top Russian official warns of possible nuclear accident. What the hell are we doing in Ukraine, kids? And also, for again, I'm going to say this for all you people who say, oh, Europe, so they're so they're so elite and still cultured. They've started both world wars, and they're working on starting the third one. Yeah, they're cultured over there. Yeah, they certainly are. I'm just... I'm just amazed, folks. This is not the country I grew up in. And step by step, we have got worse and worse and worse. And things that people used to do are no longer done. And families are falling apart. Divorce is rampant because making a commitment is so hard to do. But this is a time when you have to be, this is a time to man up. This is a time for the men to come to the forefront and be steadfast and strong. Oh, Dan, you're so sexist. No, I'm not sexist. I'm just a realist. Y'all want to talk about toxic masculinity, but you never talk about it when you see a disaster and it's a string of men helping women out of the building and children out of the building. It's not a string of women. Nobody went to that line and said women can't be here. No. Nobody did that. But look at every disaster. Look at every disaster and look at the vast, vast majority of the people out there doing the work are men. Ain't nobody stopping you, women. You could go volunteer in large numbers. You could go out there and crawl in the mud and the muck and go help save people, but you don't. It's always the evil men. I'm sick and tired of men being put down. If women were put down at the rate men were put down, they would crumble. I've heard many people talking about this. It only matters when a man, women look at men to bring something to the table. What's your job? How much money do you make? Can you afford to support me? Guys don't say that. Well, maybe that's why the women can't find new men. Maybe the new men are saying that. Maybe they've totally given in to the fact that they're supposed to be brave and strong and steadfast, and they become little weasels and wimps and spineless people. People, what's this? Now I got and also, you know, have you noticed on top of all these stars dying, the explosion of cancer? And all these diseases that used to be gone, that's not just because of all the masks and stuff. That's because if you start looking into what this Uncle Sam's little prick is doing to people and do your own research instead of following the experts that have been wrong every single step of the way, you'll realize that these people dropping dead is going to become a bigger problem. Al Roker, who's been vaxxed, double vaxxed, triple vaxxed, quadruple vaxxed, who knows? Hell, he may have one in his butt. He just got treated for blood clots. Correlation does not equal causation. Oh, well. Sorry about the show being late today. We ran a little longer to try to make up for it. But I want you to think. I want you to do your own research. I want you to not just follow blindly. Take everything in. Read stuff you even think is ridiculous, because it's amazing that sometimes in those things are fruits of truth. But they want to use the term extreme and stuff like that to scare you so that you don't look, so that you don't research, so you do follow the experts. The experts that have not got a single thing correct. From the amount of people dead, to how it's transmitted, to how it started, to how effective the shot is, to how anything. Every single, you want to talk about who's been spreading misinformation? It's the people checking that everybody else is spreading misinformation when all the misinformation has come from the government and not from my tin hat wearing conspiracy theorist buddies. No, we've been 100% right. You've been 100% wrong. Do your own research. Quit following blindly. Stand up. Be brave. That's what we're here for, not to be timid victims. We're here to be brave and steadfast. And if you're listening to this show, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.